The Ewan Grant Podcast, the Limestone Coast Triple M.
G'day, it's Ewan. Welcome to a brand new ep of the Ewan for Breakfast Podcast. Today we're going to talk Fringe, we're going to talk Speedway. Ian Moss is coming to the Sir Robert Helpman Theatre. He's going to drop by for a chat. And I am going to tell you all about some of the really cool stuff going on this weekend in the Limestone Coast. Let's start with events across the region, and there is a whole lot going on. Today, AFLW Premiership player and dual Olympian Erin Phillips, OAM, is going to be in town. She's going to be part of Before the Bounce 2024, the activities in the lead up to the AFL Gather Round. You can join Erin for a Q&A event, 6:45 tonight at the Ridock Arts and Cultural Centre. And to find out more about Before the Bounce programs and events right the way across the city, you can jump onto the website mountgambier.sa.gov.au/Before the Bounce. This weekend, lots of other sport going on in the Limestone Coast. The 58th Lucindale Easter Tennis Tournament played on 12 beautiful lawn tennis courts, free for spectators, taking place right the way across the Easter break. Borderline Speedway, the Easter Sprint Car Trail, it is taking place this weekend from Avalon to Mount Gambier to Warrnambool. Saturday night at the Borderline Speedway, fireworks displays for the second last meet of the season. At Mac Park, the Easter Cup, the Bears and the SA Championships are taking place this weekend. On Sunday, the DiGiorgio Family Wines Panola Cup is taking place. Kicks off from 11 till 6. There's the dog show, which is free to view. Every breed of dog at the showgrounds. The Blue Lake Obedience Dog Club are hosting agility, obedience and rally trials at Hastings Cunningham Reserve, taking place on Saturday and Sunday. The Easter Show Jumping Carnival, hosted by the Mount Gambier Show Jumping Club, is taking place at the Blue Lake Sports Park on the weekend as well. The Lake City Rodders are in action on Sunday. Farmers Markets are back at Kalangadu and Mount Gambier. Donovan's Easter Market is on. The Road Market on Sunday, and the Merino Easter Market is on the weekend as well if you'd like to take a trip over the border. The Beachport Easter Market is also taking place on Saturday, and it's a must for anybody who wants to head to the coast and bag a bargain this weekend. There are three huge weeks of Fringe, and we are right in the middle of it at the moment. The Luminous Laneway taking place on Friday, the Fringe Laneway Fiesta taking place on Saturday, and a whole host of Fringe events taking place right the way across the weekend. It is going to be absolutely massive. There is something for everybody in the Limestone Coast this weekend. And of course, if you are heading away, please stay safe on our roads. Now, I talked briefly about Fringe, but to get the lowdown of what is going on this weekend over the four-day Easter break, Louise Adams is on the line to tell me what is going on. Louise, g'day.
Good morning, Ewan. Here we go.
I am so looking forward to the laneways. My goodness, but there's so much stuff going on this weekend for Fringe.
I know. I mean, it's sort of like normally we have like the big cracking weekend at the start, and we have that, and now we're having another big weekend. So why not? You know, it's Easter, it's a long weekend, everyone's relaxed, in the vibe, and so we really just, we're really excited. We've got a lot of amazing events planned for everyone to attend, all ages. All our big free community events are this weekend. So, yeah, really excited to share that with the community and our visitors, yeah.
All right, what are our big three community events, first of all?
All right, here we go. Friday, so Good Friday, we have Luminous Laneway. And that is the first of our laneway events. It starts from 4 p.m, Ewan, and we've got fringe performers, rovers, music, fire shows, pop-up bars, street food, kids stuff, interactive art, and there's literally just, come down, enjoy it. It's, these laneways are, in my head, they're like mini fringe lands, but stuffed into a laneway. So, yeah, there's a lot of fun going on. And basically that one is in the Presto Laneway, which doesn't actually have a name, so we're calling it No Name Lane.
I love that, by the way.
So you'll see signs for that. You'll see signs for that. And across in the Tooji Cave Gardens, we've got the amazing video architecture. Now, some of our community may have seen the art projections onto the Old Town Hall last weekend.
They looked amazing.
they were so cool, weren't they? I was like, we have such a talented artistic community. Look at our work. It was really cool. And Video Architecture is taking it to the next level this weekend by lighting up the old Jens building. And that this is a fully interactive experience. So get down there. Whatever age you are, Ewan, I want to see you down there colouring in with the textures, and you will see your work pop up onto the building and not just be there, but it will move and it's animated. It's really, really cool. So that's this weekend in the Cave Gardens as well as the laneways. Now, should I talk about the second laneway?
Absolutely, because that's Saturday night, yes?
Yes, Saturday night we have the Laneway Fiesta. So everyone just think, laneway this Easter weekend. Yes, the Fiesta is happening at Engelbrecht Lane. So that one is down the other end of Commercial Street. There's a lot of amazing things around there, businesses, cafes. And, yeah, we just really love this laneway. So we wanted to do something there. We've got the Twilight Markets and, again, fringe performers, fire shows, rovers, music, pop-up bars, street food, all of those things. We've got our friends from Kanara bringing their party magic to both of the laneways. So, yeah, Friday and Saturday, laneway events, and they're free, and there's lots there for everyone to, you know, come and enjoy. So, yeah.
Now, we've only just scratched the surface because these are just the free events. There are a whole host of other fringe events going on across the city.
We sort of, we get right into it, don't we? Yeah, it's amazing, like, just to see everyone, like, the venues and the artists all, you know, putting their fringe hats on and just getting into it. So we've got a few more things on this weekend, even though obviously laneways are the big thing, but we've got the amazing Tash York. Like, I swear, this lady is becoming the queen of fringe down here. So I think it's her seventh year in Mount Gambier, and she loves it. She loves the people. She loves the vibe that our community creates. So, yeah, Tash York has her cabaret show this weekend, and we've got a really interesting one, Cocktails and Spirit Connections. Now, that one's sold out, though, so... You know, I'll have to talk about it, though, but it's really cool. We've got some experimental theatre with a show called Foot, so keep an eye out for that one at Metro. We've got the wonderful performers of Le House Le Butt back at Metro with the Fibrillator Disco. I had to say that one carefully, Ewan, because it's a lot of letters. and we've got live music with Loop at the South Australian Hotel on Sunday. That's like an experimental music session. It's evolving as the festival goes. It's a lot of fun. And then we've got some workshops across the weekend as well. So if you're into visual arts and want to come and, you know, fine-tune your skills, check out those workshops too. So, yeah, there's probably more, but that's what's on the top of my head right now.
For people who want to know more, of course, Fringe Mount Gambier, jump onto the website, take a look at the daily events that are on. Louise, it's going to be a huge weekend. Have a great Easter and we'll chat next week.
Great. Thanks, Ewan, and everyone have a wonderful and safe Easter, and we'll see you at Fringe.
There are events taking place right the way across the Limestone Coast, not just here in the Blue Lake City for Fringe. If you want to spend a weekend in the Coonawarra, I am going to give you the details of what is taking place. Hugh Coff joins me. He is the head of the local Vignerons Association. Hugh, g'day.
A very good morning to you.
Now, mate, you guys are having what I think is going to be a amazing year for wine in the Coonawarra.
Look, it's certainly looking enormously favourable, Ewan. It's been a really interesting start for us, which was a really good cooler spring, which always means that everything's set beautifully around the flower period, and that was really good. We then had a bit of a sticky time around some humidity and lots of rain in sort of late December and January, But look, with some a bit of work on the vineyards, things have really picked up. And interestingly, now most of the whites have all been picked in these mild conditions we were having through through February, and we had them sort of punctuated with some, you know, a bit of heat as well. Bursts of heat has really meant that they're very, very favourable conditions for both red and white wine. And what we're finding at the moment is that the grapes which are coming off, and we're well into the Shiraz and Kunawar at the moment, and the Cabernets aren't too far away, but the colour and the flavours are looking just tremendous. So quite exceptional. So we're looking forward to seeing how 2024 turns out. We've got a couple more weeks left and that'll be telling, but I can tell you now, mark this one on your wine cellar calendars, ladies and gentlemen.
And Kunawar, of course, is looking a picture at the moment.
Look, it certainly is. Colours of autumn are just starting to hit the vineyards now, which is just excellent. And, of course, with Easter being a fraction early this year, it's sort of late March. It's a fantastic time to come and see things all in action. Just a reminder, if you are on the roads, just look out for some of our agricultural machinery, of course, because they are in full flight 24 hours a day in Kunawar at the moment. But with Easter coming up, the cellar doors have put a whole lot on. There's plenty of food and frivolity and events and Easter egg hunting and everything else in between, which is going on right through Easter. And, of course, Good Friday, if you're stuck for something to do, pop on over. There's plenty of action here. And, of course, as always, Ewan, you can find that on the Kunawara website, kunawara.org.au. Importantly, there's some fantastic matching of chocolate and wine, which is, of course, just absolutely imperative with red wine as chocolate. So
especially Easter at Easter. Very
best time. That's right. Easter time's fantastic. So we've got a couple of Easter egg hunts which are on, which we're delighted to welcome back. There's 25 cellars or more in Kunawara, as you well know. So best thing is to jump on the website, have a look and get excited about what's happening here in the region for Easter.
Q, it is always good to catch up, to talk about what's going on in the Kunawara. We'll catch up before the end of vintage. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Ewan, thank you indeed.
We've talked Fringe, we've talked Kunawara events, and this weekend, Borderline Speedway's in action. Kerry Jennings is here to tell me all about what's going on. G'day, Kerry.
Good morning, Ewan. Yes, Easter Sprint Car Trail starts on Good Friday at Avalon in Geelong, and then it comes to Mount Gambier, and then goes on to Warrnambool. And a big weekend of sprint car racing. Yes, we've got a few good names there, like Goodyear and Luke Dillon, Anderson. All in all, we're going to have some good racing with the sprint cars. Also, the super rods. Now, the super rods always put on a good show.
And Kerry, a lot of people do the circuit between the three venues over the course of the 3 days of Easter. It's a massive weekend for Speedway.
It is, Ewan. Hey, look, they go to start at Avalon, come over to Mount Gambier, spend a night here, and then go back to Warrnambool, and then make their way home on the Easter Monday.
When are gates going to open, first of all?
On Saturday, 4 o'clock, the main gates will open. If they're really petrol heads and they want to come out and check the cars out, between 3 and 4, we have a pit walk. So they're allowed in the pits between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and they can go and have a look. And if they want to buy some merchandise and things like that, they can. So it's going to be a good weekend, and all kicks off at 5 o'clock. We got four locals running. We got young Parker Scott, Glenn Sullivan, young Scotty Endel, and also Daniel Pesker, who's driving for the Starks from down at Port McDonald.
And Kerry, you guys have got fireworks on Saturday night.
Yeah, somewhere around 9:30, quarter to 10, we'll have some fireworks. Yeah, so that's where it is.
So many incredible things going on for the Easter long weekend. But I tell you what, in a couple of weeks' time, Ian Moss is going to be here in town as well. Mossy is on the line for a chat. Mossy, g'day.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Yeah, good. Ian, what's it been like being out on the road and touring around Australia?
Terrific. Yeah. I'm kind of having my cake and eating it too. Got, you know, the brand new album out there, Rivers Run Dry, as you've just mentioned, being well received, and people are enjoying coming out and seeing me play, which is a good thing.
Now, tell me about the album itself. What's the overarching narrative of the Rivers Run Dry album?
Well, it does end up kind of being a bit Australiana countryside. You definitely left with images of a big brown, red, dry land, but beautiful land, particularly with songs, contributions from Troy Cassidaly with the song called I'm Going Back. You know, this is him and I writing together, and Nullarbor Plain in particular. They're two big Australiana songs.
And Ian, I hear that you even got to collaborate with an ex-local to the Limestone Coast, Casey Chambers.
She joined me, thankfully, a song called Bury Me. I was looking around for just the perfect singer, and somebody suggested Casey, and I kept my fingers crossed that she'd enjoy doing it. And yes, that song has come up real well. You know, there's a song there on there from Mark Lazotte as well. So yeah, I'm starting really round up some good people. What it means is I end up with an album where all the songs are good. In fact, they're all quite different to each other on this album, but the reaction's been that it's how amazing that they're different they are, the songs are, but how good the songs are and how they just end up fitting on the same record anyway.
Ian, you guys are going to be at the Sir Robert Heltman Theatre early April. What do you say to anybody who wants to come along and check out the show?
Well, come and check out a well-rounded show. It's not just all brand new album. It's the cream of the crop of the new album, the Rivers Run Dry album. But, of course, there's Matchbook songs, Tucker's Daughter, Telephone Booth. There's Bow River. There's my version of Choir Girl, for example. So it's just well-rounded. And I round that out with a couple of nice bluesy jazz numbers like Georgia On My Mind and Cry Me a River, which people always like.
Ian, cannot wait. You are going to be appearing at the Sir Robert Heltman Theatre. Early April is when you're here. We will talk again in the lead up to that. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Ewan. Cheers. All the best.
What a bloke. What a podcast and what a weekend we've got coming up in the Limestone Coast. Make sure you join me next week. The My Town Sports Shorts podcast will be out Tuesday morning. Have a safe weekend if you're travelling around the Limestone Coast. And thanks for joining us for the Ewan Fabreki podcast, exclusive to Listener.